New York State will implement a ban on single-use plastic bags on March 1st. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos was in Plattsburgh Friday to talk about the governor's 2020 proposed budget. He also discussed the upcoming single-use plastic bag ban, telling WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bratley the transition is already happening in some communities.
There's been a movement towards reusable bags for a while now. And in fact, when we were looking at our plastic bag task force, we caucused all of the other geographic locations where this type of ban had been put into place to see how these things roll out over time.
Well, even though many people are aware the bag ban is going into effect, there's still some questions, in some cases, some confusion. Mm-hmm. Some of the questions that I've seen are along the lines of, does the bag ban mean that people who have the single-use bags collected at home can't use them anymore?
No. So that's a good point. If you have a plastic bag and you want to bring it back and reuse it, you can do that. If there are stores, however, that are continuing to sell or otherwise promote the use of single-use bags, that's really not allowed.
Some people are concerned what's going to happen when they have like meats or produce items that they want to put in a bag separately.
Right.
Does the ban apply to those types?
Great question. The answer is no. There are exemptions in the law to cover such things as meats and produce, even to cover such things as goldfish bags, for example.
Some people will want to be able to access paper bags if they're not bringing their own canvas bags into stores. But I've read some reports that are claiming that there could be a paper bag shortage because the manufacturers supposedly won't be able to keep up with demand. Have you heard that? Is that accurate?
We've certainly heard it. I've asked my staff to look into that. The same claims have been made elsewhere when these transitions go into place. I do not believe that there will be a significant shortage or any really measurable shortage. These stores have had almost a year to get ready for this. The manufacturers themselves of paper bags have a financial interest in making sure that they're actually producing these things.
We've got the single-use plastic bag ban going into effect on March 1st. And in his budget address, Governor Cuomo is calling now for a ban on polystyrene. Mm-hmm. How much of an impact would that have on the environment?
Mm. Well, 60% of New Yorkers are already covered by polystyrene bans right now. So we're only talking about moving the remaining 40%. But this is a ban on the use of single-use polystyrene in food operations. Much like the plastic bags, these things, when they get in the environment or in landfills, they literally last forever. There's also a health concern with polystyrene. Polystyrene itself and other additives within these products, like benzene, for example, have been shown to leach into food, and those are actually known carcinogens. There are lots of alternative types of plates and configurations that don't present both the single-use problem of clogging up landfills, but also the health issues. And then in addition to the single-use food utensils, would be a ban on the use here in New York State of packing peanuts, which is made of the same material. And it also has that issue, if you throw them in the trash, of clogging landfills.
The New York State DEC says over 23 billion plastic bags are used in the state annually. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.